Hi, it's Rebecca Johnson with Be the Change, Change the World. Thanks for visiting my blog today. I wanted to tell you a quick story about what I learned from my 2-year-old Ezra this last weekend. He has been really fascinated with anything that has wheels, scooters, and lately he's gotten really interested in skateboards, and he's been trying to ride other big kids' skateboards. So somebody gifted him with a little tiny skateboard that's just the right size for him, but remember he's only 2. So anyway, he's just so determined that he's gonna ride a skateboard that he's been putting his skateboard in the grass and standing on it, kind of rocking back and forth on it. He carries it everywhere he goes. He has to take it in the car with him. And this weekend he decided to put it on the sidewalk and try to ride it. And I was standing there kind of watching him, thinking, oh, I wish he wasn't doing this, but I can't really stop him. So anyway, he practiced on the sidewalk for a little while, and he was able to stand on it and move a little bit, and then he fell down and cut his lip open really bad, and he was so mad and so sad. He was crying and screaming, and we ran inside and cleaned up the big mess, and I just tried to breathe, and I was so shocked to see about maybe 30, 45 seconds after I put him down, he ran off, and I figured he'd go find another toy to play with. And I looked out the front window, and he was right back out there on his skateboard again, like didn't barely miss a beat. And he's just taught me something. It just clicked in my mind that sometimes I set goals for myself that are a little beyond my reach, and sometimes they're way beyond my reach, and I've decided that that's okay. But if I shoot for the goal and I don't achieve this totally huge goal, then sometimes I have a really hard time getting back up on my horse. I feel like I fall and cut my lip, and then I get scared or I get overwhelmed or discouraged, and I don't try to jump back on and go for it again. And I just loved seeing that determination in him, and it really helped me realize that I need to do things like that more often. Like, you know, my triathlon, I worked so hard for it, but I set this really unrealistic goal that I was going to finish in the top 20, even though I only trained for a few months. I was working 2 jobs, I was parenting, I was making some huge transitions, and it was really just a miracle to even sometimes be able to get in 30 or 40 minutes of exercise a day. And there's no way that I was probably going to be able to achieve that goal. And that's okay. It really helped me push myself. But the problem is that when I finished almost last, I was so discouraged and disappointed in myself that I didn't put my running shoes back on or get back on my bike again. And I stopped exercising, and I stopped taking care of myself because I felt so like such a loser. And I did some EFT and some other work on those feelings, and was able to connect to some old memories and old issues that were causing me to have some blocks and limiting beliefs. And I can say I cleared those now. And then I was just really happy to see Ezra jump back on his skateboard and remind me, teach me that you got to just keep going. And if you set a goal that's too big, maybe scale back a little bit and then go for it again. So I put my running shoes on yesterday. I downloaded that app, Get Running, that a friend had posted on Facebook. And I started running again. And it's baby steps, but at least I'm doing it and I'm moving forward again. So thanks, Ezra. I hope this inspired you to scale back or start over if you need to, or make a smaller goal. If the goal you made was too big, don't be so hard on yourself and never give up. Be the change, change the world.